Monty's like
Addison Rae's dad, like he's going.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, and he's like,
yes, bro, he's going.
That dude's a child.
No, he's going nuts.
That dude's a child, bro.
He's mad, bro. He's dead ass mad because he cheated on his wife, and he's like, fuck, I'm in it now. I lost everything. I don't.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the NFG podcast. And today we have a very special guest. But before we get started with that, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to turn on those post notifications so you never miss an upload. Also, make sure to go subscribe to the NFG channel where all the clips get uploaded and soon vlogs. But let's get started. Let me intro the guests. Welcome, Luca. What's good?
You didn't miss a beat on that. You didn't stutter, nothing. You definitely wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you practice that every day.
Yeah, he has that shit down.
I think I've just been doing it for a while now. Like, it's like kind of just memory. Like, sometimes it gets a little foggy. Like,
but
I don't know.
You see David Dobrik, when he does it, he can never remember one word.
Really?
Yeah, he stutters. Yeah, he did
one video
where he showed like all his retakes, and there was like 13 of them. Oh. He's like, Zeke.
Sometimes I have retakes because like I fumble my words, but like I always know like what I'm supposed to say.
Dude, you watch me try to do one.
Yeah, this dude needs the retakes. It's okay though.
Yeah,
but how are we feeling today? How do you feel? Because you're like the new. I don't know how to say it. Like the new GOAT fan member, basically.
I don't know. I feel good. I feel confident.
Coming
in strong, doing stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, you know?
Bro just got his ears pierced today.
Yeah, I got my ears pierced today.
Bro's did
a
lot today.
You guys will see that will the video be up?
Yeah, when is it?
Before?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Am I allowed to mention anything about it in this?
You'll see it. You'll see it.
Okay, yeah. Jumped off a pier. Interesting.
Tune in to GOAT Fam LA.
Don't miss it.
Season finale, actually. Yeah. But so today when we were out, you know Coco Quinn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Gavin knows her too.
Mm-hmm.
You know her. I know her. Have you seen that TikTok that's been going around?
I have not.
What's going on?
A TikTok with her new little boyfriend,
Javon Walton.
Isn't that the guy that's in Euphoria?
Dude,
the Astro Kid.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. That kid's a stud.
Dude,
he's a good actor.
I can't even cap.
If I was like 14 and, you know, Coco was my ex and I saw she was with him now, I'd be like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not fucking with him.
I've seen his videos.
His boxing videos?
He's quick. He's got quick hands.
He's ripped. He's young. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of. That's kind of fucked, bro. I'm not trying to fuck with that. Like, I'm going to get fucked up my ass.
And he's making bank from that show, too, probably.
He's probably booing. He's booing. For sure. That's probably why she's with him right now. I'm not going to lie. But, nah, how you feel about TikTok recently?
Yeah.
Because I know you be
honestly,
on TikTok.
Honestly, it's a lot of the same content. I'm kind of getting tired of just scrolling through and seeing like, oh, this audio
Everyone
got me $1 million.
Trend,
yeah, like all that. Like I want it to be like how it was before, just something new every day.
Very
like,
diverse.
It used to be so different. Like there would be so many different things that people would post. But like now I feel like it's like everyone either does commentaries or
they stop because they want to do music.
Yeah, on God.
That's one of it.
Bro, but like I feel like all the like old popular TikTokers like Addison Rae, we'll get into that shit in a little bit, but Addison Rae, like Lil Huddy,
I'm gonna be 100% honest.
Charli D'Amelio, but like I don't know what happened to them. I feel like they popped the fuck off. They were the center of the world for a second and they did.
They're all kind of just going to shit right now.
The only time Charli like really popped up on my For You page is when she wasn't verified.
Same.
And then after she got verified, and then Addison Rae, never saw them again.
Unless I was following them, I've never seen the only person
actually, like, out of all of that like big group of kids, I guess, that blew up around the same time is like Bryce. Like, Bryce is still relevant as fuck.
I love Bryce.
His content's actually good now.
Did you see the thing he did for Top Gun on the beach?
Dude, that shit
He did a remake. It was great. They all had like mustache. It was funny.
It was a full cinematic video. Because I follow him and I've been seeing some of his shit and it's actually pretty funny. Like his comedy is actually like good now.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, I feel like they just,
same thing.
They're just doing the same thing that they've been doing. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. TikTok's in a weird place right now. But over in, I think it's Idaho, Chick-fil-A is doing a little bit of something.
The wings? Dude.
You see
they're
that?
Doing wings?
They're testing wings.
So gas, bro.
At least that's what I heard. I saw a picture of them. I'm not going to lie. They looked a little dry, but
they looked good.
It's okay, bro. I mean, like, Chick-fil-A's breading is pretty good, bro. Like, I think their chicken, I don't care where the fuck it comes from, by the way. I don't care if that shit's frozen, like, if that shit comes straight from the chicken. Like, it's good.
I think all their food is good. I haven't finished my Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I feel like they can't really fuck up wings.
Mm-hmm. I can't really eat Chick-fil-A no more.
Did you? No, you didn't work there, did you?
No, I work at Cane's, though, so I can't eat chicken.
Bro, like, but Cane's chicken is like L.
Cane's chicken it's is not raw. Good. No, bro, you make
working
it
there,
the
you
spot.
Have to get sick of yourself. Imagine working at In-N-Out. I don't know how quick you get sick of In-N-Out. I get sick of it because they don't have a lot there, first off, and it all pretty much tastes. I can eat it like every once in a while, and then like I gotta take like 3 month break.
No, but fucking Raising Cane's, you get the raw chicken tenders and you put it in the like batter and then the dough and then you like drop them in the fryer.
I don't think Chick-fil-A does it like that.
No, they don't. But like then like they fuck it up more.
We could probably ask Brandon.
To be honest,
every other Wingstop's just really expensive. They're like
Wingstop.
Yeah, like Wingstop be like $15 for like 8 wings.
What?
Okay, but Wingstop's good. Wingstop is good, bro. You can't lie, bro.
I want more wings though.
What is better than Wingstop? What wing restaurant, whatever, supplier is better?
People used to shit on Wingstop too.
I know they did. Like it was. I've been a fan for a minute.
It was good. I always craved it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it tastes better than stuff like, you know, like Pizza Hut's wings and shit like that.
Or
like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Because they're like pizza.
What?
Wingstop's for wings. Pizza Hut's for pizza.
And we all know what.
Yeah, but like they have their own like wing department. Yeah. I don't know.
And we all know what happened to Papa John's.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
We don't talk about that.
Bro, I haven't heard of Papa John's in a minute. We don't talk about that. I don't even remember the last time we ordered like a pizza from like Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's, or anything like that. But I will say Domino's has always been my favorite, like of the like
facts
popular.
I agree. There's actually a restaurant in Lake Forest that was called TikTok Pizza.
TikTok Pizza.
Yeah, I think I heard of that.
But it like closed after like 6 months.
It probably was popping.
I thought it was good.
It was probably popping for a little bit, and then they lost customers because people were like, "What the fuck does TikTok Pizza mean?"
It was next to this Barber Lounge, John's Barber Lounge. So I would go there every time after a haircut. Yeah.
Got you. Jacob, how have you and your reptiles been? Because, you know, I just saw that
they're feisty.
You got two new bullfrogs, right?
Yeah, this is fucked up. You know, all the animal activists are probably going to come at me for this, but this is my fault, I will admit now. I got 3 bullfrogs. I got 2 normal bullfrogs, and I got a albino bullfrog. And the albino bullfrog was really small when it came. Like it wasn't no tadpole or nothing.
I thought that was like a jungle like frog.
No, that was a bullfrog. It was just a baby. Yeah, like they start really small. And so end of the story, basically, I put it in with the other bullfrogs and they ate it.
Bro.
They ate it?
No way.
So I thought it would have just hopped
down. So I put it in, right? And then the koi tried to eat it. I thought it was done because the koi engulfed it. And then the koi's like, no, fuck this. I don't want to eat this. This is all meat. Spit it out. Fuck that thing. Got eaten by a frog.
Bro.
Its own kind, bro. Another bullfrog. That's cannibalism. That's fucked up.
No, that's racist.
And that's my fault. I'm sorry.
That's racism for frogs.
Bless
bro.
Up,
that frog
bro.
Was albino.
Shame on you.
I will be smoking that albino bullfrog pack tonight.
How's your snakes been?
The snakes are good, actually. The snakes are fat and healthy. I've got a couple of them breeding. About to make some bands off that once they're done. And so will Brian because he owns a percentage of my snakes. Suck my dick. that's fun. And then I got my bearded dragons in my room. That fucking $6,000 tagu was a... God, I fucked that dude. Because remember when he lost his tail and I was like, fuck, he's only worth $3,000.
Oh, yeah, bro. That shit sucked.
Like, as a joke, but that pissed me off because I don't even know how that happened. But
and then it grew back.
Yeah. Draco's doing good. We got the outdoor iguanas. The tortoise lives in the backyard. So everything's good. All the animals are pretty good, honestly.
Rest in peace to that, like, 10-foot snake, though. 15-foot snake.
Oh, the 15-foot reticulated python got a respiratory infection and passed away, and it got way too far gone.
So sad, bro.
Yeah, that was fucked up. Rest in peace.
But hold on. So we talked about like the Addison Rae and Monty shit and like how like the Charlie D'Amelio and Lil Huddy. What's your opinions on that shit? Like what's your opinion on Monty?
Have you seen like all the Monty shit so far?
Mm-mm. Monty's like
Addison Rae's dad, like he's going.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
He's
yeah,
and he's like,
yes, bro, he's going.
That dude's a child.
No, he's going nuts.
That dude's a child, bro.
He's mad, bro. He's dead ass mad because he cheated on his wife and he's like, fuck, I'm in the now. I lost everything. I don't get money from my kid anymore. He's like, fuck, bro, like. It must suck.
But
it must
really suck. He's beefing with Young Gravy, bro.
I love my dad.
Dude, why is he beefing with Young Gravy? Young Gravy's scoring.
What did Young Gravy do? Nothing. Sliding on that, bro.
He's sliding validly, though. Her man's cheated. On now God, she's bro. Free, bro.
I love my dad, but if
Young Gravy better slide on the daughter and the mother. What?
If I ever saw my dad post something like that, I'd just be like, stop.
If someone's dad posted.
If my dad posted something
I'd
like
probably
that,
probably not.
Dad,
stop.
Oh, you.
Like, that's like, bro. That's like Tommy Lee posting his dick.
It's like, that's when you know, like, they value like being clouded more than their family.
Yeah,
because like, he dead ass like.
He made a joke.
I feel like
himself.
He lost his family dead ass just to be clouded, and it sucks.
Would he even cheat on? Her with?
I don't know. I don't even know if that's like official information.
No,
yet,
it
but,
is.
Like,
there's like a
really?
Picture of them like kissing, but
oh,
I don't know her
shit.
Name.
Oh shit! I didn't even know that, bro.
If you cheat, honestly, you're a scum. Just know that.
Well, I mean, unless you do it to figure out if you love a girl truly and you feel bad about it, then, you know. Good job. You know you can stay with that girl the rest of your life.
Demon time shit, bro.
No, it's just like, I feel like Andrew Tate really has a good mindset on certain things. Certain things. Not everything. A lot of things I disagree with him on, but I think that he's valid in some aspects of life.
I mean, fair.
What's your view on him?
Ooh. Someone told
me
something.
You seem like a very
holy
man.
No. I like him. Like, really? I'm not gonna lie. I like him. Like, I mean, like, there's some shit he says.
You think he's bringing back like men to like get out there more and stop being lazy and shit?
I think.
Like,
I definitely agree on him saying like, oh, like some emotional standards. Like, some girls can't handle this and some guys can't handle this. Yeah. I totally agree on that.
Like, no, I think that's like honestly not that hard to understand.
And people
like.
People think he's against these like women. Like he's not against
like
women
it's
at all.
A good thing like that women are emotional and shit. Like, facts. But it's just I feel like that's the whole like guys in general just don't get like super upset really easy like about things like jealous super easy. I feel like it's just different for guys and girls. I feel like
they've
that's always
been
the case.
Been through it so many times.
And you know people try to make it seem like a bad thing that it's that way, but really it's just like everyone accepts it. It's just like people are wrong now for making it known. I don't know. That's my opinion, but.
Yeah. Shit, man.
What are you giggling at? He's choking?
Choking?
He's good.
Oh,
what?
Shit, you scared me.
Motherfucker's choking.
I was like, I gave him bad karma by talking about Andrew Tate. Fuck.
That guy's doing something to the house. He knows we're talking about him. He's like...
Oh, God. He's poltergeisting it up, bro. But, dude, I don't know. Everything online is... fucking going crazy right now.
Dude, I love how
fucking
like
Elon Musk and shit trying to insert chips into everyone's brains.
What?
What do you mean? I feel you had to have known about this shit. How like people want to start using like chips with all the information and shit like in books and what we're taught in school and like put them in and shit. So everyone's smart basically.
I also heard that he fucked the Google's wife. The guy, the what? Creator of
Google's wife?
Yeah, the creator of Google's. The creator of Google, he fucked his
is
wife.
Is the creator
like,
of Google
wife.
Not dead?
The creator of Google.
Oh, yeah, this
like,
is important
he
information.
Fucked, he
this
fucked
is
his wife. Information. Put it to the mic.
I think his Siri's broken.
It doesn't say. Yeah, my Siri's broken.
I got this. Hold on.
It says Sergey Brin and Larry Page.
I mean, I don't know who those guys are. I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm a dickhead for that, but...
No, I don't. Who the fuck
are honestly, you? Bro, that's your fault she cheated on you, bro. You should have been a better dude.
Elon's just looking out for you, bro. Like, what if she just did it later down
the
line?
You should have known from the start she was a red flag, bro. Because if she's cheating on you in the first place, she had red flags. Like, that's my opinion. If a girl cheats on you at all, even if you don't know about it, there's red flags that signal the fact
she's
going to
do that. I think everyone sees red flags. They just choose to avoid it.
Oh, 100%. Because people want things to go
their
way.
They want it to go well.
And they think that... The hardships is just like part of it because it's all praised online. Like, if you really love someone, you go through anything and everything with them. It's like,
fuck that.
No, bro. Like, like some things, no. Some things you can't.
Some things, fuck no.
Some things that there's some things like in people that I think you need to realize and step away from as soon as you see them. But a lot of people don't because they're afraid to be lonely or. Of rejection or losing something because they rely on it. A lot of guys fucking rely on their girlfriends, and that's probably their biggest fucking downfall.
I remember I used to be like that, like, oh, give them a chance.
Me too.
And then at a point, I just became like, not numb in a way, but at a point I just stopped caring.
Yeah,
it's like, I was just like, that's it. You had your chance.
I feel like you gotta like do that.
Yeah. No, I feel like I'm at that point right now. Low key, I don't really like care all that much.
Yeah. What's your overall opinions on girls right now?
I mean, I love one of them. All the other ones can, I don't know, go fuck themselves. I'm focused on one, you know. But
respect.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm happy with my one. Like, it's going well, so I'm happy with it. But before the relationship, I mean, you know, we all have our past, we all have our fun, and
of course.
But if I had to choose between like going out every night and getting with a bunch of girls or going with my girlfriend, I'm gonna have to choose my girlfriend.
Truth.
Yeah. I mean, I love the boys. Truth. I still go out with the boys.
Yeah, that's the truth.
There's nothing different. It's just the only thing is, I'm loyal to one girl and one girl only.
No, that's valid. Respect that, honestly.
What about you, Jacob?
My view on what? Relationships?
Like, just girls in general right now.
I don't know. I honestly think that, you know, my experience with girls is a unique one. And
very.
Even though it's unique, I don't really care. I'm going to get my view on it. I think that girls are a thing and relationships should only be a thing if you are set in life and you're happy with yourself and you truly love yourself.
Yeah,
because I feel like you get a really bad first impression on relationships and it makes you really incompatible with people when you get traumatized from early on relationships because you rely on people too much. You don't love yourself. You don't know how to live without someone, go a day without talking to someone, you know, a lot of different things. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like you really have to be at peace with yourself and the world and your life. And I don't even mean just be like, oh, it's whatever. I'm good. I make 10 bucks an hour type shit. I mean, like, you really have to be like, you have to have a life, I think, to be in a relationship and just, like, succeed in it forever.
You need
to
find yourself before you find someone else.
Exactly. That could be a guy or that could be a guy or a girl, though, to be honest. Like, some girls just get into shit because they're bored. Dead ass. Like, some girls are bored. They want to fuck around and fuck have it. Fun. And they talk to other dudes on the side all the time.
Some
they hide
dudes,
it.
Some dudes just and horny
dudes,
as fuck, too.
Some dudes, yeah, and some dudes never figure out type shit. Some guys just want to fuck around, hoe around, and they date a girl because it's easy, you know, sexual shit, right?
Yeah. But it's sad because they don't understand how much they're hurting the other person.
Really, yeah, but it's like that's for both sides. Like, and sometimes it can be one-sided in relationships. Like, I've had it times where I was, like, too much, like, right? Like, I was a little bit too insecure, especially in my first relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll gladly admit that. Like,
we'll
I fucked
have our
up.
Problems.
But,
good
like,
lessons.
Recently, I feel like, you know, I've tried making a lot of changes, changing those insecurities and being a better person in a relationship. But a lot of the times, girls take advantage of people who are actually good in a relationship because they know that that person will do anything to be with them. And they truly love them. When a girl truly knows a guy loves them, but that girl doesn't love you,
becomes your puppet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She will do anything and everything to you, to get to you. It's fun for her. And she could still be talking to guys on the side, even though she goes through the most with you.
Mm-hmm.
She can act like she's hurt by a lot of things and whatnot, but a lot of the time, it's all literally a game to them. Like, this shit's easy for girls, and guys don't understand.
The one thing my mom always told me is either the next girl in your life is either a lesson or a blessing.
On God. That is a literal fact.
True that.
And, you know, and if it takes 10 girls, 20 girls, every guy will figure out at some point which one's their blessing, which one
is. Don't get heartbroken so easily. Your mom took 9 months to make that heart. Don't let a girl break it in 3 seconds.
Facts. Like,
You can't like, I don't know. Just some people sit there for too long. Like, be sad for a minute. Yeah, be sad.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, I
take
like,
your time.
But like, move on. Like, bro, it ain't the end.
After a breakup, on God, I think that, like, beforehand, I would get so fucking sad. I would just sit in my room, like, get depressed and shit for a week, 2 weeks, whatever. But like now, it's like, bro, I'm a just have fun with my life. I'm a go get what I want to get. I want to achieve the things I want to achieve. I want to be the person I want to be. Love myself for me. Go to the gym every day. Eat healthy. I want to be the best me I can genuinely be after a relationship because that's a sign that, like, I need to be wiser. I need to choose people better.
Yeah.
That's all a sign that I need to focus on myself more to me is when a girl is fucking you over and a girl really takes advantage of you, right? Like, that's at the end of the day, support all the guys that go through that shit, right? I've been through it too. But like at the end of the day, that is a you thing to work on because
Exactly.
You need to learn to avoid those types of people. And everyone has a sign.
The only person who can change is yourself.
Exactly, bro. Mm-hmm. And that's not even a bad thing, bro. Everyone should work on themselves until they can't no more.
Yeah. Deadass. And if you're not ready for a relationship, I don't think you should get one. You should straight up just be hey, I'm not ready. Like, let's take some time.
Bro,
some people are too afraid to say something. But,
now, I'm not saying, oh, you can't be kissing no girls if you're like not, don't have a steady job and you're not set in life, right? I'm saying like, if you're a teenager, right, go to your teenager things. If you really want to go hook, like make out with a bitch, go do it.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. But, you know, if you're like a 15-year-old and you want to get in a relationship with another 15-year-old, you guys are like brand new in high school,
can't even drive,
that's a bad time to be in a relationship.
In my honest opinion, this is what I told myself after like my first relationship, which was like I think beginning of freshman year, was don't get in a relationship until like junior year or at least until you can drive.
Yeah.
Have fun. Enjoy it, because you want to have a little bit of fun, because I mean you don't want to grow up and your kids are gonna be like, hey, what'd you do when you were younger? And be like, play video games. Sad, like, nah, I want to be like, you know what? I'm going to be real with you. I got some bitches. I got some bitches.
For real.
Your dad was a pimp for a minute. And then he met your lovely mother, which I love dearly. That's all you got
to
say.
That's for real. Every dad has to have the origin story to teach their kid in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, that's facts. Shit. Yeah. Luca, what's your favorite artist at the moment? I know that's a random change of topics.
Ramble.
Really?
Ramble? Love Ramble. He's good. Him, and then, like, I've always listened...
I'm honestly surprised.
Yeah, I've always listened to older rap, though. So a lot of people didn't hang out, like...
I listened to older shit,
Aux.
Too.
I never got the Aux when I was a freshman year, because I'd always play, like, Biggie Smalls or Tupac.
Really? But, people don't fuck with that?
No, they were just like, I don't want to hear this
right now. I got Biggie in my playlist.
OC kids are, like, they're only, like, the new shit.
It's only fun if they're doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an OC kid. I know how it works. I mean...
Bro, I'm... Like, I don't
this
mean
kid's
to,
basically
I,
an
I'm
OC
practically
kid.
Like an OC kid, bro. Yeah. Like, I am literally there every day. And I trust me, I know
it's easy to get the gif of what to do and how to handle everything.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, I feel like everyone, if one person likes an artist, everyone kind of grapples onto it.
Oh my God. Yeet blew up.
It's leaders. And
we just had a conversation about this on the last podcast.
You know what I hate, though? You know what I hate is what people do is you'll listen to like a musician or artist before anyone else listens to it. Bro. And then he comes out, becomes popular. And then you tell one of your friends, oh yeah, I listened to him before. And they'll be like, nah, bro. Like I've been listening to him way before you. I'm like, okay. Like it's not that deep.
No,
okay.
The only artist that I will say I've been listening to probably longer than the majority of the people who listen to them are Juice WRLD and X
Juice WRLD's a
minute,
bro.
Long minute, bro. I figured out about Juice WRLD when Lucid Dreams was
exactly.
Only on
that's
SoundCloud.
When it all started for everyone,
like,
bro.
But that was when it was only on SoundCloud though. Before that shit was even on Spotify, like, bro, that shit changed my life. I ain't gonna lie. Like Juice WRLD actually had an impact on my life.
We talked
about this on the last podcast.
You go up to anyone and you'd be like, what do you know about Juice WRLD? And then they just like open up and they're like, Juice WRLD. Oh, everybody talks about Juice WRLD. Everybody loves Juice WRLD. Nobody hates him.
I mean, you honestly can't. Like, bro was a good person at the end of the day. You know, he took drugs and shit, right? And, you know, I don't condone that. I don't think he condoned it either. But, you know, some people go through shit. Some people can't control a lot of things in their life. And nobody knows. Yeah, exactly. Addiction is something a lot of people can't sadly stop. Nobody but themselves can really do anything about it. And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
But fuck, damn! Crazy. I didn't mean to be.
We got
Debbie
deep.
Down.
Where's the tissue?
We
about to have a waterfall coming down.
Shit.
Bro. It's okay to reach help, guys.
Hey, you have your license, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit! What, bro? I've never seen you drive. Every time I've seen you, like,
I've only
seen
you at a gas station.
My mom's like, oh, you can't drive up to LA until I like see
no,
the
but
drive
like not yet. Even here. Like when I've seen you out and about and shit, like in public and shit, I've never seen you in your car.
Like, has nobody? Well, I mean, like,
I feel like you're always like in someone's car.
I mean, well,
do you not like driving?
I like driving, but I mean, at the same time, I drive a lot for a lot of things.
Yeah. I feel that.
I mean, I got baseball, school, and all this other stuff, so it gets tiring. And then usually all my friends got better cars. I mean, I love my car. It's a 4Runner. I love it, but it's not fast. So if my buddy's got a Mustang, we're going in the Mustang easily. There's no there's no hard answer right there.
I get that. For me, I don't know. Actually, it's,
you're the one driving the Mustang.
Okay, yeah, I can't talk.
Exactly. The only problem is, like, you know, so nobody wants to waste their gas.
Yeah. Oh, I hate wasting gas. I low key,
even though I got like my little Mazda 3, like I enjoy that.
It's such a vibe in there, bro.
It's comfortable. Mazda's not even bad, bro. Like, the only bad thing about it is the fact that
it's slow.
Bro, lay the seats back down there.
Your hood, bro.
You kiss someone from behind.
What's it called? The stereotype kicked in.
Somebody booty tapped him.
What? No, I booty
no,
tapped
he booty
them.
Tapped them.
Really?
I slammed into my brakes and they slid because we all got brake checked.
That doesn't make sense.
All right, so it was at this meet and we like all like went to the second spot and you got to go on ramp.
Oh, that was when we're at like...
Yeah, we were leaving this spot and we went onto this on-ramp and then everyone was going like 40 because like we mob.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking all of a sudden I just see red lights and I get brake checked. I slam on my brakes because like everyone got brake checked basically. Mm-hmm. I slam on my brakes. I was a little too close to him and then I slid into
it. Nah, bro, deadass, that like that fucking 5 second car distance rule or whatever. Actually, like I deadass apply myself to that shit. It saved me so many times from rear-ending someone.
Someone rear-ended me once.
Oh, for real?
I wasn't in the car though.
Oh, really?
My car. So I'm like turning left and my car overheats. It's like a BMW X5, an old one, and like just starts smoking up basically.
Oh, fuck.
And then this retired firefighter pulls over, helps me. I said this in Gavin's podcast, but basically he helps me, and out of nowhere, this guy who just like overdosed on drugs basically just rams in the back of my car, and then he's just sitting there like passed out. I don't think he OD'd, but he definitely like fainted and stuff. And then he gets up, he runs to this like sidewalk grass area kind of, and he's like, whoever drives that car, like make sure they don't call the cops, I got a bunch of drugs in my car. And I'm like, bro, that's my car you just hit. And he's like, I was like, are you on drugs right now? He's like, bit. And I was like, oh dude, you're so screwed, man. And then like I just called the cops and then I'm leaving and then he's just like this on the side of the road and
like this.
And then DUI test.
You get the money though?
Since when do you do this for a DUI test?
I think it's coming.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No, they do, dude, they have weird ones. They got weird things for like
I feel like it's all pretty like straight. Like there's only like I thought there were only like three different things they did, like the walking test, the eyes.
Well, that's
the flashlight.
What you see on like.
No, but like they have like, I'm not even talking about like shows or anything like that. Like, I'm talking about like legitimately.
My uncle's a cock. Cock.
My uncle's a cop too, actually. Yeah.
My uncle's a canine SWAT unit. They've done like some weird fucking like test things.
For like people. What?
They'll make you like.
Like they do, like
touch
they make
your heels.
You try everything.
They'll make you follow a pen.
Don't they make you sometimes raise like your foot?
Yeah,
like, walking a line.
Bro, I can't even do that. Foot. Like I couldn't even do like I can't do that normally. Like I don't understand.
Some cops just like spin in a circle and then do
three
push-ups.
Do a backflip.
Like I feel bad.
You drunk, bro? You going to jail? That's what they'd be like.
No, dead ass. Like I'd be like, oh fuck, does this mean I'm going to jail because I can't balance? Like because I literally cannot fucking balance on one foot like that.
If you're under stress, it's hard, but...
Oh, no. I'd be so stressed.
I kind of, like, stop tripping about cops.
Really?
Put an American flag on their
shit and
chill.
I feel like it's different when you actually get pulled out of the car and, like, searched and shit. That's when it gets a little bit more fucked.
Especially when you're like, do I
but, like, something like when car? I got pulled over, like, I wasn't even that scared. But I wasn't scared. Like, I was like... I was just like, fuck, bro. Like, you really got me. Like, shit.
I shit myself for you. I thought you were going to get, like...
No, I was like, bro, whatever happens, like, it's my... first fucking ticket. There's no way they're gonna state rep me and take my car for a modified exhaust. This dude does not know what he's looking at. He obviously didn't know what he was looking at. He just didn't, which is fine. And you know, he wanted to add another little ticket on there, so he gave me a front plate ticket and the exhaust ticket. And he let me off with a citation for those things. And I was just like, oh whatever, fuck that, call my parents, hey, got this ticket, now I gotta pay for it, cool.
I just played the name game.
Your exhaust made me throw up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Literally right before. Was it before or after I got pulled over?
It was after because you were sitting there for like an hour and I don't know why you left your car on, but you left your car on.
Yeah, that was my. I shouldn't have done that. Like, that was also the reason I got pulled over. I left my car. Like, my car was on while I was in it and this cop just stopped right behind me and was just like waiting right there. And I was like, fuck, dude. dude, like, put on my blinker. I didn't even touch my gas. I just moved my wheel.
It was so fun.
Like, it was actually pretty fun.
I left, and then
my car wasn't even being loud.
He's about to follow me, and I just hear him let go of the brake and the lights.
Like, you know, I just play the name game. Like, any
What's
cop,
the name game?
Any cop that pulls me over, I just name any cop name that I know.
No, yeah,
and I just
you
keep
have
going.
The advantage.
And I just, I'd be like, oh, do you know, blah, blah. They'd be like, yeah. I'll be like, second family.
I don't think I know any cops.
No, I don't
anymore.
Know any cops here. My uncle's a canine.
You know, there's
unit in, like,
I don't
Hawaii.
Know. I don't know if this is illegal because I heard like messing with cop radios is illegal. But there's actually like a radio app where you can. Like,
oh no, yeah, I've heard of that.
Where like, you can talk you to can, them as well.
Oh, I didn't know
what?
About that.
Yeah.
But I heard there was like a
you can
radio
to
or
it.
A station. Some I don't know where you find it or whatever that you can actually listen on to their like dispatch and shit and like all their fucking transmissions they do
yeah.
through the radio. Like I. That shit is kind of creepy to me because it's like, fuck, like the cops aren't even that secure with that shit. Like, fuck.
What about us?
Oh, no. Everyday normal people with like iPhones and computers and shit, we're being spied on. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
No, the government is, you know, you're stupid if you think the government isn't using you, right?
Like, I mean, like,
that's the government's goal.
Everyone listens, bro. Like, there's a.
They want everybody to listen to everyone.
I forgot who the rapper was, but he just got caught with, like, drug charges and gun charges and stuff and all this. Yeah. And they brought up DMs from, like, 4 years.
What?
Like, ago. And they're just bringing it up now. And they're like, oh, deleted messages from, like, Instagram, like, shown right here. And they're like, oh, yeah.
What?
They just found it. They do that. They just
was it like him like trying to buy drugs like over Instagram?
No, it was like him like telling where the guy needed to be at a certain place and all that.
Okay. Oh, was it Fetty Wap?
It wasn't Fetty Wap. I literally it was on rap like a couple days ago, and then you hear
Young Thug,
and then the one rapper got shot. If you know.
Oh yeah, that one like new that newish rapper,
and that his mom said like the police came in and took like $60,000 worth of money.
What?
That is so fucked, bro.
Yeah.
That is another level of fucked up.
You know how NWA says it. Fuck the police. No, I'm just kidding.
Bro, there was a video of what was it? I think it was this dude like was getting robbed at his store or whatnot.
And he shot him.
And no, there was that one where he like blew his arm off or whatever. Or whatever.
That
was fucked too.
I was
like, damn, that grandpa's a badass, right? But then there was another video that is more recent of. I don't know where it was because I was like, why doesn't he have a knife? But he was getting robbed and...
I saw that.
Yeah.
Right here?
No, not that one. He was... No, that was just gang shit.
Yeah,
like,
that was
This
weird.
Was like a store owner, like in a store or
Oh, are you
some
talking about
shit.
The smoke shop one? Where the guy hopped over the counter?
It might have been. The one where he just like stabbed him repeatedly.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that was fucked up. Like, I get it. Like... But honestly, like a lot of people said it was really fucked. They stabbed him 7 times, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, bro was getting threatened and shit and like literally robbed in
and
his
own
store.
And they had masks on and they got bags.
In my opinion is, he should be lucky he got stabbed and not shot.
Fact.
Shot 7 times is a lot worse than stabbed 7 times.
Bro,
I'm just saying.
I like watching like the horror doc. Have you seen the murder documentaries or anything like that?
I used to watch them.
I watched this one. It's like, don't fuck with cats. And then like the most hated man on the internet, Hunter Moore. Those two are just like, those ones are weird. Like, talk about murdering and just like, that's just weird to me. Except for Hunter Moore. He didn't murder anyone. He was just like a
Who's
dick.
Hunter Moore?
You know who Hunter Moore
no
is?
Clue. Hunter
I'll
Moore's.
Tell you. All right. I'm glad you asked. I want to explain this. Okay, so basically I watched
Get
a series on
it.
Netflix, and it's this guy who owned this website called Is Anyone Up? And basically, you were able to post celebrity nudes, your nudes, any nudes, and it just didn't matter because they had permission. But then Hunter Moore started paying someone to hack people's emails and all that shit and go through photos that they've never sent to anyone. And he would basically
really?
Go through their photos and camera rolls, steal them, and post them on the internet. And then he did it to this one girl, and her mom was like, oh, fuck no. Even though her, like, page got removed, she already talked, like, 2 days already. Like, 2 days after her photo got posted, it was like she already reached out to 40 victims. 40 victims.
Damn, she was on her
She was
shit.
Like, she, and like, even the FBI was like, damn, why didn't we hire her? It was just like this guy who was making millions and just got completely destroyed just by one mom. And now,
bro, it's low key like, I don't know if this shit will get taken down or not, but like, I don't really care. It's kind of like the Jeff Epstein shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like, That's like, it's crazy how fucked shit can get with these rich ass people who think they can do whatever they want.
They just, yeah, they also, let it.
Low
yeah.
key, the internet's like now like so fucked. Like,
oh, you can no. oh yeah, you can anything. Say, you can do anything.
Bro, and like all through the internet, one person on another side of the world, another person on another side of the world, someone could get someone.
Hold on, did you hear
with the internet? Did you it's
hear,
not easy.
Did you hear about that one dude? Like, they were like playing video games, right? Like, probably like COD or some shit. And it was like one of those like good hackers, like, you know, the one that I'm talking about, who like shot off your like shit, but like they took it to another level and got that kid's house swatted, and he didn't know what was happening. So he like opened the door hella sporadic. That kid that got squatted, like, came outside, got shot instantly dead. And then cause a kid from across the US like called the SWAT, like made it like, there was a reason for the SWAT to go to his house.
That's fucked up. And like, I'm sorry. That's like, I'm kind of glad I don't play like Call of Duty and like video games online anymore, to be honest. Like, I stopped playing games a while ago. Like, the only games I
was never a video game kid.
Yeah, like, there was a point when I was really young, in elementary / middle school. Like, I would hop on an Xbox, I'd grind COD. Like, I'd do it. I wasn't old enough for a job. Like, I was like, bro, like, whatever, I'm a kid. I'm gonna have fun with my video game phase, whatever. And I grew out of it really quick because, like, I don't know. That was like a really introverted phase for me. But like, now it's like, first off, it's scary there now, in my opinion. Like, I think like what he just talked about, fuck shit can happen. Yeah. You know, if you piss someone off online or the wrong person, whatever, you know, even if it's a rare chance.
Say too, it's just like,
it's like, bro, like, it's just a toxic environment. I feel the gaming community, it's even just, like, I don't know.
It's a lot.
it's a whole lot.
No matter what, like no matter you, what you, comment.
I don't know if you've been seeing the Twitch scene and shit recently. The people who like,
oh my god,
do video games and all that, like Fortnite, bro. It's toxic now. It's just, it's not the same as it used to be. It used to be cool. Like, you had like Tim the Tapman. You had like Ninja. You had like these guys who were cool and shit. And now it's like, I feel like they all disappeared now. Like, they're all irrelevant. It's like,
they're all doing.
It's all people want to promote these controversial people or someone who supports. Like that one dude who argued with Andrew Tate that was a Twitch streamer. QXC on Fortnite. Or whatever? Yeah. Yeah, the guy with the pink hair.
Yeah, one with the dyed hair, the one that kept
like,
screaming at
bro, him. Bro's fucking doing too much. Like, too much. It's those types of people who play Twitch and like do all this shit to, you know,
get they don't, money. They don't it's like really
they don't actually enjoy that shit.
World.
They just want to have an audience they can use as sheep to give their thoughts and views on. It's kind of like some kids and in some colleges, like their professors fucking force their views on you. It's just the truth. Like that's how shit is.
Like, I feel like gamer kids, like, not all of them, but there's a good amount of them. Like, it's like they're not living in the real world. Like, the video game and Twitch, that's their world. They rule that shit because it's like all their fans.
I agree. Like, bro, like, I don't know if you saw Andrew Tate's podcast / interview, whatever the hell you want to call it, or Twitch stream with. You know, those two younger kids?
Yeah. You are on him, bro. Clicks.
Bro, like, they treated... Because Tate was talking about the video games and shit and, like, how he thinks that's, like, pussy shit. That's, like, little boy shit. Like, you're not, like, a top G, right?
Yeah.
But,
scared of bubbles.
Top G.
Not a top G like me.
Yeah, but... No. But... They were literally doing exactly that. They were trying to act like video games are their whole life type shit. Like, that's how they make their money. I don't think they were understanding Tate's point of, like they have no legacy from that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if you play video games your whole life, you don't have a legacy, bro. You were known as that really popular Twitch streamer who was a little bit
like
funny.
Like, Ninja,
maybe.
Where the fuck did that kid go?
Bro, like, I'm sorry.
Who's the one guy? No one knew he was brothers with the Sasquatch. These dread-headed guys.
See, this is the thing I
Florida.
Mean. Like, I don't even know who you're talking about.
You don't know? There's these dread-headed guys. Yeah, come on.
Tfue's brother.
Yes.
Oh.
No one knew who his brother was, and I watched his brother for years.
Oh, no. His brother was a different story. Because he did YouTube. He did fuck shit, like funny
like,
shit.
Like, he was good.
That was different.
Yeah,
that's different. And honestly, Tfue is even a little different.
I gotta see if he still has his dreads.
He moved on to his other shit, right, or whatever. But like everyone else, I feel like everyone else just still does Twitch, still does video games, whatever video games popular at the time. It's like,
I feel like
it's all the same shit.
No matter what, unless like you're the very few, like Mr. Beast or PewDiePie. Wait, no, PewDiePie. PewDiePie's the one like gaming,
bro. He's like
Twitch guy.
He lives in Japan now. Or,
really?
Like, yeah, Japan or something.
No, but yeah, PewDiePie. He's like that one guy who's like the Twitch streamer who like. I don't know. I didn't really know much about his like actual life. PewDiePie.
You didn't know about PewDiePie.
I wasn't old enough for him really either. My siblings were obsessed. My older siblings were always obsessed with him. I didn't really know who he was.
I don't know, bro. Like, maybe it's because like
I was born to
I was really young. Like, I've been like, I used to watch him all the time when I was like a little kid, but like now I don't even watch like YouTube. So
no, yeah, but he's like
the, I watch Mr. Beast.
He's the only one who's like,
yeah, yeah. Logan Paul is still interesting.
Logan Paul, I like his podcast.
No, yeah, I listen to it all the time when I'm driving. Anything.
This isn't a promotion for his podcast or nothing. Don't leave this one to go view his. But
they're good. Stay here,
dude. The 99 originals he had was so good to me. Like I love that whole
podcast. I like his little TikTok like collection of it too, like explaining the backstory.
He's just doing his own thing. He's just living his
life. No, like I feel like he specifically is a really good example of someone maturing through social media and not going down the wrong dark path.
He did a lot of like,
because he did fuck shit and he got canceled, but he handled it the right way. He did. A lot of people get canceled, get exposed for shit, whatever it might be, and they don't have a comeback. They lose their following. They lose their popularity. He is still out there. He is popping. Even Jake Paul
like,
is.
But like, after his last video, before he took a break, like, that's a huge comeback. Like, coming back from that, like, after posting a video like that, getting so much hate and having to go through, like, I'm not saying he had to go through all that. Like, that was his mistake. Like, that's his fault. He owned up to it. Yes. But to be honest, like, everything that everyone was shoving in his face, he was like, yes,
he handled it.
I did that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I am here to better myself. Yeah. And he did. He 100% better himself in so many ways.
I feel like he didn't ignore, like a lot of what people do, I feel like, is ignore a lot of what's said online and a lot of the criticism that realistically, even if it's harsh, even if a lot of it's taken as a hate comment, you need to take it personally and internalize it as constructive criticism. You really do. Because like, I mean, that's the only way you're going to improve from it. And I feel like he took it the correct way. He didn't treat himself like he was a shitty person. He was just like, shit, I'm still a little kid. I'm acting like a little kid and I'm an adult, right? And I'm doing this shit for views that is fucking me over and could ruin my life, right? Like, I feel like he had a good realization and he switched up his whole fucking view on things, like started making mature content. Like, I appreciate that. I think that's a good thing.
You know what? I also respect fucking Jake Paul, bro. Like, genuinely.
Oh, bro, the kid can fight. I don't care what anyone says. Kid can fight.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, and I still am a fan of fucking KSI, bro. Like, I like KSI. I think he's a funny ass dude. Like, I've always liked him. He's never been like.
I'm gonna be real. I think any other YouTube fighter is a joke. If you're not Jake Paul, I don't think you're.
I think KSI is pretty serious.
No.
Not in a joke, but I just don't think KSI, you have the potential as Jake Paul.
So this is how I feel about it. I feel like KSI was at a point two times with Logan Paul and with his first fight for Joe Weller where he was ripped as fuck. He put in so much training. He waited a long time. He literally got the best trainers in the world, the best dietitians. Like, I have mad respect for him for that. And I think he just chose to make the decision like, hey, like, I don't want to keep fighting anymore, like putting my body through this stress when I want to focus on music. Because his goal was music. Jake's goal,
he wants to be a boxer.
He wants to be a boxer, bro. Like, that's his goal in life. He wants to be a champion.
Still making content, too, I'm guessing.
I respect how Jake handles this whole social media. Like, he gets so much hate, and instead of, like, letting that bring him down, he, like, feeds off of that. That's
Literally.
I think they're both smart with their money.
Yeah, they're very smart.
It's an engine for him, deadass.
Yeah.
Hate is an engine, I swear to God.
It fuels him. And then it just grows it even more and more, and, like, he's doing really well.
Yeah, and Got it.
Have you guys seen Fousey recently?
Oh.
That's the one other
person. Dude, that's a crazy comeback. Bro. He's had multiple comebacks, by the way. Like, he was fat a couple times and got ripped. But now, bro, he was like fat.
He went sober from alcohol.
Yeah, he went sober from everything.
This reality show. I forget what was it. Like,
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
But he got cut.
Oh, it's called Goat Fam LA.
Yeah, that show.
No, fucking Bryce Hall knocked him out on that shit for being like a drunk and like, but he like fixed himself.
Oh, Fousey. Okay. He used to do all the prank videos and people said he went mental.
Yeah,
that's weird.
And then he fixed himself though. He's sober. He's been sober. I respect that. And then his cut and like the body transformation he's had and like getting ready for his fight with Deji, it's like insane.
It's insane, like, bro. I really want to, and you know, the thing is I've always felt bad for Deji. Like, I feel like he's actually like not a bad person. I feel like he's always been a good person. He's just been lost and had lacks like.
Didn't he just get broken up with?
I think he might have. I feel like he lacks discipline though. I feel like the reason he has lost all of his fights is because
he needs some motivation.
Unlike KSI, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, a lot of these other people who are really fucking like training like it depends on their life or some shit. Like, that is required to really win a fight. It's you have to go in with the mentality of like, I am going to win this fight and I'm going to be in the best shape possible, so I know I'm going to win this fight. And if you lose it, at least you know you prepared the best you fucking could.
Did you?
You prepared the best you fucking could.
Motherfuckers be waking up at like 4:30 just to like hustle.
For real. And that shit's crazy. Like mad respect for those people, bro. I don't understand how people. I don't understand how people be waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning and running across the desert or the fucking mountains. Like, that's crazy shit, bro. Like, big ups.
Deji though, like, did you see his, like, I forget what it's called, his face-off, like, on virtual face-off with Fousey? Like,
Virtual face-off?
I don't know. It was, like, online or some shit.
They didn't go in person to face-off?
You remember when Fousey fell off a bike on live?
No, what?
It was going viral for, like, a couple, like,
The only person I've seen recently fall off a bike was Joe Biden, bro.
It was, like, years ago, but, like, it was, like, Fousey fell off his bike, and it was the funniest shit ever, in my opinion.
Yo, I can imagine that. But fucking, what's it called? Fousey, fuck, where was I? Yeah, they like had like their little like press conference or some shit. It was online. I don't know. But like the whole entire time, like someone made an edit of it. Deji like wasn't saying shit. He was just looking at the camera. Like he looks like he's serious. Like he looked like he's like getting ready this time. Like he like, I feel like Vinny knocked some sense into him.
Vinny
Hacker. When Vinny,
him and Vinny were the last people to fight each other.
But, I feel like but it like
was Fousey talking shit?
I'm not even sure, to be honest, but like I don't know. Fousey was just talking the whole time, and dude, Deji looked like he was just waiting for the fight.
You actually see KSI's transformation?
No, I haven't.
What do you mean,
like from fat to fit
for his first fight?
I didn't see it.
Have you seen it?
Well, I've been watching him since he was fat. I remember that was I low key became he was my idol for a second. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on, guys. Before we continue, I'm actually going to cut over to the audio-only version of this podcast. So to tune in there, make sure to go check us out on Spotify, No Fucks Given Podcast. And make sure to like, comment, and subscribe here. Turn on your post notifications so you never miss an upload. And we will see you in the next one. And you guys will see more of Luca on GoatFam LA and all of our channels.
He's
so,
definitely right. This man catch us on the audio-only.
See you guys.
What were we just talking about? I completely forgot.
KSI.
I don't know.
No. His original transformation. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the KSI one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that, dude, I always thought that was crazy as fuck. Like, I idolized him for a fat minute because of that. Because I always knew him as just like a lazy, like, he's a funny guy who played video games and screamed and shit, right?
I fucking love when they do the live Tinder. That's just great.
Dude,
that
is just so good.
Most entertaining shit ever.
They're popping too right now. The Sidemen and KSI. Like, he's a smart guy. I'm not gonna lie. I respect him a lot more now. I respect Logan so much. I feel like watching them both go is crazy. Like, I know I'm younger than them, but I feel like a dad.
I feel like a dad.
I feel like a dad.
I'm proud.
A dad.
Did you see Jake's new betting app?
Betting?
He has a betting app?
For micro-betting.
Oh, yeah. I saw that shit.
What's micro-betting?
It's called Better. So it allows you to bet literally on every play of every game.
This sounds like
in real time.
This sounds like a
like football games and shit.
Jeez.
Oh,
yeah.
Like MMA, UFC.
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
I bet this person's gonna get this many punches. I bet this person's gonna win this round.
Yeah.
Gonna drop him. Gonna break his leg next.
Oh, he's gonna get rich. Jake's making money, bro. Jake and his brother are moneymakers.
They're
literally the next Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate. I'm just saying.
Both very smart with their shit.
They're about to be multimillionaires. I think they already are multimillionaires, right?
They made $40 million last year.
Okay, yeah.
They're multimillionaires.
Hey, you remember the Seahawks player? I think it's Marshawn Lynch. Dreads.
In college,
he drove his mom in the golf cart.
Didn't he just have something happen?
DUI.
Yes.
Just had a DUI.
GT500. Did you see his rim?
Bro, you see his eyes in the mugshot?
I didn't see his mugshot.
Like, his left eye was closed and his right one was barely even open.
I didn't see his mugshot, but I saw his car. Bro, Jacob, how do you do that?
That definitely killed you.
Oh, it killed my soul. I was like, that could be my car. Dude, I would never do that to that thing.
He looked like he was partying after he won the Super Bowl, but he didn't. So I don't even know why he went out and partied.
Because, fuck it.
He didn't party?
No,
apparently he did after he lost.
He must have, because that's why he got a DUI.
Yeah, you drunk as shit.
Wait, they lost?
Didn't they lose that day? Yeah, are they even playing?
Then maybe he just drank it up. Maybe he was just depressed, bro.
Didn't he retire?
He's low on the money and shit.
Is he still playing in the NFL, you know?
Now, no.
Marshawn Lynch?
Not now. Not now.
No, no.
Not now. No, not now.
I'm not
bro.
A football guy. Probably, I'm a baseball
I'm not,
guy.
I'm not a football, football guy either. I've always been a baseball guy.
But, like, when I see shit on rap TV, rap TV pretty much turned
this into this is an important rap question.
A good update.
What's your favorite baseball team? Oh, God.
What city are we in?
We're in LA.
Oh, we're in LA.
Yeah, we're in LA.
Then we're going with the Dodgers.
Oh.
Who do you got?
Yankees?
The Angels.
The Angels?
Yeah. Listen, I watch the Angels. I love Mike Trout, but that's a good team, but
it's always been like a thing in my family.
It's like,
I'm not even a big like fan like that. It's just like that's like my team.
It's like this. Are you gonna flex your son, the one that just got like straight A's in class, or are you gonna flex the one that just got arrested?
What are you talking about?
As in, are you going to choose the team that loses all the time, or are you going to choose the team that wins all the time?
Yeah, the Angels hasn't been doing good lately.
Facts.
Yeah,
I think the Dodgers are on like their 10th win.
I used to watch them a lot, though, when they were good. Like, when they were good, they were good. That's what I'll say. I think they still have a lot of players on their team that are getting burnt out, and that's my honest opinion.
Dude, Rendon is always injured.
Yeah, they've got injuries going out the woozah. Like, it's crazy, bro. Yeah. But what you can do, bro, that's literally like extreme sports. That's how that shit works sometimes. But I don't know how much longer we've been going for.
What do you think of anal?
But it's, huh? What did you say?
Just like, what do you think about it?
About anal?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to even say,
are we allowed to
like,
say that?
Like, okay, listen. Just without deep context.
Bro, all of these Gavin
that so there's been a ruined. there were a couple times where it slipped, right?
It we're not slipped.
Gonna, whoa, wait,
no,
what?
No. It didn't. Nothing actually ended up happening. But okay. I was like, it slipped, and I was like, nah, I could never, right?
Because I could never.
No, because I was like,
maybe one.
I was like, this is my honest view about. This is my honest view on it. I would never do that unless it's a girl I know I'm gonna get married to. Deadass.
I respect that.
I'm not sticking the stick where it's not supposed to go unless
it's clean and we're married.
Yeah,
bleach exactly. That shit.
Exactly. Or we don't even have to be married, but we have to be together for like 2 years at least.
But if I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'm gonna feel like an asshole.
Oh,
Kanye West, everyone. Who doesn't love him?
What's your view on it though? You didn't give your view.
On anal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah. Good. Hey, what do you think of them takeovers though?
Oh, well, we're going to not necessarily a takeover tonight, but
a car meet.
Car meet.
Yeah, we're gonna go meet some cars. Yeah. Hey, we're meeting some cars.
It's only 9.
Man.
I mean, isn't that when like the meets start usually?
Yeah, exactly. It's not even gonna get. It's not
early tomorrow morning.
That's fine.
What are we filming?
My video with Gavin.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we're good. But all right. I mean, honestly, I think that's a good wrap up.
It's a good podcast.
Yeah, that works.
We're better than Impulsive.
Yeah. I enjoyed that so much more. Not
thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you in the next one, I guess.
Stay tuned. I don't know why we're pointing at the cameras.
Yeah, I don't know why we are pointing.
Yeah, I don't know. We were just pointing at the cameras.
Follow
whatever.
Everyone's Instagram. All right,
everybody follow
day.
Us on Instagram. Follow Luca on Instagram. Luca Manos.
Luca.Manos.
Luca.Manos6.
And Zaddy.Luca on TikTok.
Subscribe on YouTube. Make sure to turn on post notifications. Like the video when it comes out. Comment. And we will see you all in the next one.
Has this shit down,
peace out.
Bro.
Peace.
Peace.